This is the up-and-coming thing in cold case investigations.
That's Sergeant Christopher Hamrock, who leads Montgomery County's cold case section. They've already closed more than a dozen cases linked to three suspects since companies like Reston-based Parabon began offering new technology to departments around the country last year.
We're a software company, and for the past decade, we've been analyzing DNA using various algorithms.
Steve Armantrout's the co-founder and CEO of Parabon.
We began realizing that there was genetic content in DNA that was not being exploited by the forensics community.
And it was around that time the military needed help identifying people leaving roadside bombs in places like Iraq and Afghanistan.
We can come along and analyze that DNA and say, you're most likely looking for a blue-eyed person. They might have green eyes, but they almost certainly don't have brown eyes.
Dr. Ellen Graytak, the director of bioinformatics at Parabon, explaining DNA phenotyping, which helped the military and later police departments come up with an idea of what the person who left the DNA behind probably looks like. But then a major arrest in California last year changed everything.
Police say they now have the Golden State Killer in custody.
And they used DNA testing to find him.
And within 2 weeks' time, we had revamped the business model here and began using genetic genealogy as really our primary first offering.
Coming up tomorrow, I'll explain what happens when police come to Parabon with a case that's gone cold.
We're sometimes able to give the police a single name of someone they should go investigate.
John Dome in WTOP News.